Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Chelsea, Crystal B. I know it may sound a little weird.
Yeah, that's true.
But we're like everybody else.
Yep.
Working from home. This is so weird.
It's very weird. We're looking at each other though, so this is interesting.
I'm literally sitting in my bed right now. This is so funny.
Everyone paint the picture. Chelsea, you're in your bedroom.
Literally sitting in my bed, in the middle of my bed. Uh-huh.
I am sitting at my vanity, because where else would I be?
Oh, dear God.
And Booker, are you?
I'm turning up the sexy. I'm in the laundry room. Yeah.
Oh wow. Out of all places.
I'm 4 feet away from the litter boxes.
Oh, nice. It's got to be a great smell.
Great.
This is the worst. I can't wait till this whole corona craze is over. I got to get back to work because cat poo is not my thing.
No. Okay? Yeah. Is it going to be over is the question.
I don't think anyone has an answer for that. I think it's about to get a little bit crazier before it gets better.
We're going to try to make it as normal as possible. We'll try to not make everything about the corona, but everything is kind of corona at the moment. So if I say what's coming up, Crystal B, with a tease, is there anything that's not corona?
That's an absolute no. It's all corona.
We'll do that next. It is Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio. I'm live from Tarzana. Weird.
Mm-hmm.
West Hollywood is Chelsea.
Yep, that's me.
We're calling you the South Bay. What do we say?
Torrance, T-Town.
Crystal B in Torrance with trending. What's going on?
All right, so let's talk about everything that's closed because it is a lot. So it's day one of our LAUSD students being home starting today and for the next 2 weeks as of right now. So on Friday, we really didn't know a lot about LAUSD closing, but there will be resource centers open to provide supervision and meals for students who don't have access, which is awesome because I know we had a lot of questions on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So classes and schoolwork will still happen online. This is not time off of school. I know a lot of students were like, yeah, we don't have to go to school. Nope, school is still happening. But I really love that LAUSD announced that they're working with PBS. So if you put it on PBS, there will be classes on TV, which is super cool.
Yeah, I'm not watching that at all. Screw that.
On top of LAUSD, many other school districts in SoCal are also temporarily closed. Compton Unified, Montebello Unified, Long Beach, and South Bay schools not open. So on top of schools closing, yesterday Governor Newsom announced that bars, wineries, and breweries now need to close in attempt, obviously, to keep coronavirus contained. Also, restaurants need to cut the amount of customers they have by half. Is anyone really going to restaurants right now, though? Like, Booker, would you even want to go to a restaurant?
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Nike and Apple also announced they're closing their stores, so it's online only. And then all SoCal mountains have also closed, which I thought was crazy. Mammoth and Big Bear both closed. This is what's wild to me. Las Vegas is damn near closed. Yesterday, they announced, MGM and Wynn Resorts announced that they're closing. And this is not just the casino, this is the hotel. Like, the entire resort is closed. Has Vegas ever closed? I don't even think so.
Never. Every single catastrophe in this country's history, the casinos have stayed open. Not this time.
So wild. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
It is AMP Radio. We are part of the lockdown. I guess we're like you. If you're listening in your car still, maybe you're still going to work. The smart speaker does work. Hey, Alexa. Hey, Google Play. Play 97.1 AMP Radio. You get the local flair of AMP, if you will. You guys want to do some birthdays?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, no one's celebrating today, but they had birthdays today. Jhené Aiko is 31 today.
Oh, yes. Yay. She's awesome.
Okay. If she's so awesome, Chelsea, spell Jhené.
J-H-E-N-E.
Spell Aiko.
A-I-K-O.
Look at you.
Easy.
Dude, I would have totally flagged that test.
I love her.
No way.
True fan.
Oh, Blake Griffin, you guys remember basketball?
Yeah. Of course.
TBT.
Yeah. Basketball.
Back in the day, fun. It feels like.
I miss that old sport.
I know.
Yeah. Blake Griffin, 30 today. Flava Flav.
Oh my gosh.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
There we go. We don't get much Flava Flav on AMP. 60 years young today. Happy birthday, Flava Flav.
Jeez. All right.
It is AMP Radio.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Here, Chelsea, Crystal B on AMP Radio. We are from our homes today.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a hold of us. You just can't call yet. We haven't. Mm-hmm. We're going to figure that out. If we have to do FaceTime with listeners or whatever we have to do, we're going to do that.
Ooh, I like that.
I was thinking maybe they could drop us DMs, like videos on our individual DMs, maybe.
Oh, uh-huh. I like that.
Go to at Crystal B or at Chelsea underscore Briggs.
Good job.
I'm just plain old Chris Booker. It is AMP Radio.
97.1
AMP. AMP Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on AMP Radio. Live from my laundry room in Tarzana. Mm-hmm. We're all from our homes. Chelsea's in bed.
Here we are.
Where are you?
This is my closet room. So I'm sitting at my vanity right now. As you can see behind me is my clothes hanging, some clothes, you know. Welcome to my closet.
This is ridiculous. Chelsea, could you give us some entertainment? Not that this isn't entertaining, but can you give us some real entertainment, please?
Of course. I've got a little bit more for you. The big question is, when is it okay to go back to your ex? Is it ever a good idea? I say 9 times out of 10, that's a big no.
Mm-hmm.
I say never. Please learn from my mistakes and don't ever, ever go back to an ex.
Well, it looks like former Bachelorette Hannah Brown and Tyler Cameron are back on again. Ugh. So random, but they've been spotted out together, spending time. Tyler even picked her up from the airport over the weekend. There's footage of it. So will they last this time? Who knows? But very interesting to see them back together.
No.
In other Bachelorette news, so filming for the next season with Claire Crowley, who's the 38-year-old Bachelorette, it's been postponed until further notice. Which is not super surprising, but usually this season of Bachelorette will air in May. So not sure if it's going to be June now, sometime in the summer. However, Booker, I know you're excited about this. The Bachelor Listen to Your Heart is expected to premiere its first season on April 13th. So there you go.
So dumb.
I know. Fast. But I'm so going to watch it just so we can kind of make fun of it. Because it looks corny for sure.
I kind of feel like we're watching everything right now. There are so many shows I'm getting caught up on that I didn't think I was ever going to, but I think that's all we can do now. Everything else is canceled.
Definitely. Speaking of things being canceled, so obviously the coronavirus, I have to do a story on it right now. Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift are among celebrities who are calling people out who aren't taking the coronavirus seriously. I mean, good for them. So Ariana tweeted, she's surprised at how many people are saying it's not a big deal and to just go about their lives. She said, please read about what's going on. Please don't turn a blind eye. And then I kind of love this, and I felt like it was sort of directed at me, and I'm kind of okay with it. She wrote, like, your hip hot yoga class can effing wait, I promise. So she's just telling people to take it seriously. Taylor also went on social media and said, look, I'm seeing lots of get-togethers and parties still happening. This is the time to cancel plans. Actually try to isolate yourselves. Just because you don't feel sick doesn't mean that you aren't still possibly carrying it and could pass it on to someone elderly.
Whatever.
Yeah. But still, you know, it's like, I think it's good to see, because I feel like, you know, even a couple weeks ago, we weren't all taking it super seriously.
Yep.
And I think now we are, and we're seeing the effects and things being closed. And so I think it's just good for Taylor and Ariana to be speaking up about it.
Okay.
I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
It is Amp Radio. Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B, our first morning of trying to do the show from our respective homes.
Oh my gosh.
At first I thought this would be a lot of fun, and then I'm thinking, no, I'm just stuck in the house. I miss leaving the house already.
Yeah. I'm sitting in my bed and my knee is cramping up so hard right now. This is like the real...
I love that that's your complaint.
Oh, it hurts.
I'm just glad we didn't have to put on makeup today.
True that.
Yeah, well, I can see you both on FaceTime, so, you know.
Are you saying we look like crap? Thanks a lot, Booker.
You know what we need to do? And I'm telling you, and I got to think everybody's thinking the same thing. And I know we should really be saving our food. But if I take one more trip to the refrigerator, I need to put like a lock on my kitchen.
Yep. Literally, here's the problem. Because I don't know how to, like, when I have food in my cupboards, I eat it. So mm-hmm. like yesterday I had like a frozen pizza. When was the last time I made a frozen pizza? I don't even know. I made like a quesadilla. I made like overnight oats. I'm just like making food because it's there, and it's a problem. I have mm-hmm. to learn how to, I'm going to gain so much weight.
I bought bread. I don't need, I try not to purchase bread, so I don't eat all the bread. I purchased bread. I made French toast. I was like, when do I make French toast? When do I eat French toast?
Yeah.
Now.
You know, the new thing that I'm doing when I go to the fridge, I'm looking for the thing that will go bad first.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we have like two bunches of bananas. So I'm having a banana every 15 minutes now because they're going to go bad. And I'm thinking frozen pizza. So you made a rookie mistake there, Chelsea. You can't go in on the, you can't go in on the frozen pizza.
Yeah.
You're going to need that in 2 weeks, okay?
I know I messed up, but I can't help it. It looks so good. The margarita pizza, bring it on.
Well, these are first world problems, I guess. We have food. That's true. There's people out there that, this is a tough for a lot of people.
It's tough.
We're just trying to have fun with it and get through it with you. And God willing, we have enough toilet paper.
Poof. Right.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio. I'm guilty of leaving the house once because I had to pick up my tomatoes for my crop in my backyard.
Oh
which
my gosh.
I know. It's very exciting. Wow. I planted my tomatoes, but in 90 days when everybody's hungry, I've actually started a list of the people that have made fun of me for growing tomatoes. And you too. No tomatoes for you.
Whatever.
None. I don't want your tomatoes.
Okay. You say that in 90 days.
I also left, though. I went running, but I feel like that's okay because I'm not touching anyone. I'm not physically near anyone. So that was all I did.
Mm-hmm. So I did my grocery shopping on Friday, and I actually witnessed, you guys, like, we see this on the media, but I actually witnessed two people fighting over frozen burritos.
No way.
Literally, in a verbal altercation in the frozen food section. And I was like, oh my God, this is real. That's kind of when I think it hit me, and I was like, oh man, you got to stock up.
People are testy, right?
It was intense, for sure.
What is the worst food that you have bought for yourself? Crystal B said bread. Chelsea, have you bought anything that, like, you would never buy in a million years?
I bought like chocolate chip cookies, which is random. Like, I don't know the last time I bought like actual cookies, but I bought like 4 packs of chocolate chip cookies. Well, at least, you know, I know I'm going to want something sweet. So I feel like that's probably the worst for sure.
By the way, you're barely over Girl Scout cookie season, don't you? You must have forgot about the 4 boxes of those that you bought too.
I literally, when I was unpacking my groceries, I still have 1 box left too that like I haven't touched yet, but I'm saving it.
From tomato mania to cookie.
Yeah. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio, live from our own homes today. Crystal B has got trending. What's happening?
I do, and I'm so excited because there is some good news in all of the coronavirus craze. So Disney Plus announced that they would be releasing Frozen 2 3 months early because of coronavirus. This actually happened over the weekend. I thought that was really super cool of Disney Plus to do. And obviously, yes, it's a weird time right now, something that literally none of us have ever gone through. But seeing the way that the community has come together and reaching out to each other is so uplifting. So with NBA and hockey seasons being suspended, Staples Center had a lot of food that was going to literally go to waste and spoil because of no games happening. Staples Center donated 7,000 pounds of food that would have been sold during the upcoming games to homeless organizations right here in downtown LA. So I thought that was freaking awesome. It's just crazy, like, hearing any good story right now goes so far.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of our Lakers and Staples Center, Lakers, Clippers, Kings, and Staples Center created a fund for the event staff after everything was canceled because now these people have no jobs to go to. So there will be funds that will now go to security officers, parking attendants, food and beverage servers, and housekeeping and operations staff. So they don't have to miss out on their pay.
You know, I saw Pride was now canceled.
Yes, yeah. I saw that too.
I thought that was weird too because Pride is in June and I would think that's enough time, but I guess they just don't want to risk it.
Taking precautions, I guess.
I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Booker Chelsea, Crystal B on AMP Radio. There's still entertaining things going on in the world, according to Chelsea, and she's about to deliver them to us. What's up?
Yeah, it's not bad. All right, well, so Lizzo is definitely my spirit animal right now. I don't know if you guys saw this, but she's helping to ease her fans' fear and anxiety over the coronavirus in literally the best way ever. She led a 30-minute meditation on her Instagram. Now, let me just set this up for you before I play it. In the video, Lizzo is sitting in front of a bowl of crystals.
Oh, no.
And she starts out by playing, of course, her flute.
Hey, y'all.
And I love this. Her reasoning for why she's doing it, she said, and this is like the most Lizzo thing to say. She said she wants to snatch the fear like a wig off the earth. That's Lizzo for
amazing.
You. I love her so much. It's so good. If you guys haven't listened to her meditation, you should seriously do it. I did it in live time when she was doing it. It helped. It helped ease my
fear.
Don't shake
your
head at me, Booker.
What's wrong with you?
No. Do you know how many times I've meditated this weekend?
It's
a lot.
And you also went to yoga.
I did not, because I was like, I got up to do it, and then I was like, that's not a good idea.
Good.
We're going to get so fat.
And it was so fat. Like, it's not even
stupid
not even
fat.
Funny.
I was doing prison workouts at home. I was jumping rope in the garage. I'm like, am I in prison right now? What is this?
So good.
My next story. So I thought this is super interesting. Billie Eilish's brother, Phineas, is opening up about Billie's recent single, Everything I Wanted, which, of course, we all know.
I had a dream.
He basically said that after hearing the lyrics, he became really worried about Billie and refused to help her finish it because it was so dark. And I didn't know this. He actually didn't help her finish writing and producing this song.
Oh, wow.
But he said if he helped her finish it, he felt like he was an enabler. I can't say that word. And he said, like the musical equivalent of giving an alcoholic another beer, and I'm not going to support this. So just super interesting, because obviously Billie's been very open about how she's had a hard time with fame and dealing with anxiety and depression. However, she has come out and said that this song was actually inspired by a dream. So it wasn't like the dark lyrics are really what she was feeling, but still, I think it's a reminder of how it's so good that Billie has her family and her brother. It's such a like good support system. And that's all. I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Booker Chelsea, Crystal B on AMP Radio on this ad-free Monday. No commercials. We're just playing a lot of music today. We're all at our homes this morning doing our show. I think everyone listening is on their way to Costco. That's what I've seen on the news thus far, is lines like 50 people deep. Crystal B, you know people in line.
I'm literally friends with him, and he was texting me pictures because he's the 100th person in line at the Costco in Burbank. And I was like, wow, you need to call us.
What's his name?
Andrew.
Andrew.
What's up, Booker, Crystal B, Chelsea? My name is Andrew. I'm in the city of Burbank at the Costco. Been in line since about 6:15 this morning. The good thing is Costco employees keep coming out telling everybody there's plenty of supplies, plenty of food. So that's kind of calming everybody here in line from panicking and running inside the store later on. The reason why I'm here, I'm a first responder, and it's been pretty hard this past couple of days trying to go shopping and get the stuff we need to make dinner. I figure I'd come in, grab some stuff so that we can be stocked up at the fire station. But in the meanwhile, I'm over here in line listening to you guys on the radio. Keep doing what you're doing, keeping everybody calm. You guys have a good day.
I don't know if we're keeping anybody calm, to be honest with you. Come on.
Yeah.
At Crystal B, if you want to send her a message, or at Chelsea _ Briggs. I got the underscore part down now. Or at Chris Booker. We're here. We're here all morning long. We're here forever. We're in house arrest. It is AMP Radio. Yeah.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
It is 97.1 AMP Radio. Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on this Monday morning, the first Monday of shrug.
I know.
The quarantine life is real.
I kind of feel like everybody's going to have to do it. Mm-hmm. And we sort of volunteered to be the guinea pigs for this for AMP. I thought it might be kind of fun. This is what house arrest is like, I think.
I know. I'm already getting stir crazy. I'm like, okay, I want to go outside now.
Crystal, give us some of the updates of things that are happening in Los Angeles.
Starbucks is now doing to-go mode only. So they will have no seats inside Starbucks. You can't hang out. You can't use the free Wi-Fi. You got to get in, order, pick up, and head right out. And then there's also this supermarket in La Habra, a Vallarta market, is offering to help senior citizens who still need to get their groceries. So they're opening earlier and dedicating that time to only people 65 or older, which is amazing. And this is the first market to do that, but I kind of have a feeling other markets are going to do this as well, like a senior hour.
More of the stuff as it comes in this morning. We'll get the news. We'll make fun of it. Then we'll play a song. That's our plan until further notice. It is AMP Radio.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on AMP Radio. Day one. I don't know. Maybe we'll be at work tomorrow. I have no idea how this played, how this is working, but we're happy to be on and here for you this morning.
One day at a time, you guys. Yeah. One day at a time.
Exactly right. Kristen Lamone, she's going to come in next and play us some music. No ads today. It's 97.1 AMP Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.